Indiana University President Pamela Witten is holding listening sessions with faculty following a tumultuous semester. Faculty can speak directly with her in a closed-door setting. As Ethan Sandweiss reports, some professors say while they appreciate the chance to share feedback, they have doubts that trust can be rebuilt.
These listening sessions came on the tail of an April resolution by the Bloomington Faculty Council when professors voted no confidence in Witten's administration. Its resolution followed a year marked by events that shook faculty, such as a proposed separation from the Kinsey Institute, the passage of a bill gutting tenure, and the cancellation of an exhibit by a Palestinian artist. In a statement, IU spokesperson Mark Bode wrote, "President Witten has heard the feedback of members of the IU community and has committed to listening and learning through ongoing meetings with faculty and staff." On Thursday, Witten postponed her planned sessions with the Kelley School of Business and School of Education for eye surgery. The Kelley School said their listening sessions would be rescheduled for late summer or early fall. Reporters weren't permitted to enter. However, some faculty shared their experiences following the meeting. Beth Gaisley, professor of public and environmental affairs.
The president just listened. We raised hands. We expressed our opinions. There was a lot of anger in the room from a number of us, but there was also an attempt to help this president understand the impact of 3 years of bad decision-making on the way we operate.
Since the no-confidence vote, many schools have created their own resolutions calling for Witten's removal alongside Provost Rahul Srivastav. Those later votes were mainly in response to their decision to call Indiana State Police to remove demonstrators from Dunn Meadow. Witten and Srivastav issued a joint statement saying their decision was motivated by concern for public safety and the possibility of anti-Semitism. Shane Green, professor of anthropology.
There were specific requests made for specific apologies, for example, about the use of police force in Dunn Meadow, and simply requests for public apologies. Deferred, did not directly acknowledge that or certainly not respond to it.
Although many faculty participated, hoping to have the president hear their views, some chose protest instead. School of Education professor Barbara Dennis was one of seven faculty arrested during the Dunn Meadow demonstrations. She stood outside of several meetings with a sign that read, "No Middle Ground."
We're saying the same things we've said in a no confidence vote. We're saying the same things that have been published in the newspapers. So they're things she's already heard. And I'd like to see some action, actually.
Student protesters also caught word of the meetings, which were not announced publicly.
Witten, Witten, you can't hide.
Witten, Witten, you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
They gathered near closed doorways, chanting slogans, hoping to get Witten's attention. Their chanting, which began after the meetings adjourned, led to several tense encounters with IU officials and police.
The fact that you're inside the university buildings are places, all of them. We were talking about residence halls, IMU, School of Ed.
It's insane for the school to limit, has limitations on free speech in a public university.
I appreciate it.
So you're saying it is not.
There were no arrests. IU's Board of Trustees has the authority to hire and fire the president. Two trustees were present at this week's listening sessions, Vivian Winston and Donna Spears, both of whom were elected by alumni. The nine-member board held a previously unscheduled executive session on Tuesday. The day after the meeting, the board released a statement reaffirming its support for Witten and announcing they had commissioned an independent review of the campus climate. Trustees are required to discuss any official action in an open meeting under Indiana's open door law. They cited an exception for reviewing ongoing litigation, likely a reference to a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union against IU for its response to the Dunn Meadow protests. While some professors we spoke with say they're hopeful, many doubt the trustees' actions or Witten's stated commitment to listening and learning.
I'd love to see that, but I have high suspicions and doubts that that will happen. It's really hard to build trust. From such a low starting point.
I do believe people change, and I wouldn't rule out that she could be better. I doubt it. I don't have a lot of confidence in that.
This may be an empty gesture. We will have to wait and see, but it is an opportunity. And I think it's an opportunity for the fence sitters also to come and make up their own minds about how serious the president is about this process.
Several schools, including the School of Education, Kelley School of Business, and Jacobs School of Music, haven't met with the president. Dean Rick Van Cooten of the College of Arts and Sciences has requested a town hall with Witten that all college faculty and staff can attend. But so far, none has been announced.
For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.
The Bloomington Faculty Council and individual schools have also called for the removal of Provost Rahul Srivastav and Vice Provost for Faculty and Academic Affairs, Carrie Dougherty. The trustees haven't commented on the other two administrators.